So if you please take the Go Prayer Book that's behind your seat and turn to page 183. If you have the white binder, then just go to the first page that says Kadampa Center Prayers at the top, and you'll just be doing either the front side or the back side of that page. So first we'll chant the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra between the two lines on page 183, three times. Tayata om mune mune maha munaye soha. Tayata Mahamunaye Soha Tayata Omune Mune Mahamunaye Soha. Now turn to page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. In the binder we'll be reading the Four Immeasurables in English. One time. Page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37. And we'll read the Four Immeasurables chanting version and then the two mantras below that. So in the White Prayer Book, we'll be reading, chanting the Tibetan words by the music notes. And then Chen Rezig's mantra and Green Tower's mantra.
Sen Chen Tam Che De Wa Dong De
Chen Rezig's mantra eight times, and then Green Tower's mantra seven times, keeping in mind the people on the prayer list that I just read.
Om Mani Padme Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 tare-chu-tare-chu-re-so-ha. Om tare-chu-tare-chu-re-so-ha.
Okay, the children are free to go to their classes.
Good morning. Maybe a few minutes meditation, okay? Few minutes meditation. you can do like review meditation, or you can do concentration meditations, or you can do analytical meditations or concentration meditations. And you can do based on that meditation, based on your breathing in and out. So then last Sunday I explained Donglen practice, you know, giving and taking practice. So when you breathe out, you can give. Out of loving kindness, you can send, you know, all the goodness. You can send all the goodness out of loving kindness. So so then when you inhale, so you can like, so most of probably you know, so the Tonglen practice. So you can conjoin your Tonglen meditations with your breathing meditations, okay? Or breathing out loving kindness, breathing in out of compassion, so so we'll do maybe next few minutes, so there's a number of meditations you can do, okay? The short is better than long. Huh? Short meditation. I'm worried that you're going to hear my snore. yeah, thank you. before I talk, please, would you mind take a few moments to introduce yourself? Thank you. So, I'd like to say a few words about Dharma, you know, Buddha Dharma Sangha. Dharma is teaching, so. The purpose of the teaching is to liberate, you know, to liberate ourselves from problems. So that's why that's the only purpose. It's not, you know, to team up with the mate, create group or maybe, you know, label something. It's not like the purpose. The true purpose or true meaning of the Dharma is to liberate, you know, liberate ourselves. At least liberate ourselves from the problems. They're the best, you know, to liberate all from the problems. So that's the purpose of Dharma. Huh? It's not organizations, you know, it is to liberate, at least to liberate yourself. So that's why it's called small scope. Small scope. There mainly you are working for your own liberation, so. So then there's a small scope, there's three scopes, small scope, middle scope. So the great scope, not just working for your own liberation, but working for liberation for all living beings. So this prayer that we say is very important. You know, may all sentient beings, every one of us, everybody, you know, have happiness. And as I said, you know, last Sunday, you know, so when you see people, usually I say, may all sentient beings, when I see someone, I say, for may you have happiness and cause of happiness. That thought is very, very important. That thought, having that thought, that kind of, you know, very positive thought. To having that positive thought, you know, you get immense benefit. You get, because you are the one who's generating that thought, it gets immense benefit. Oh. There's correlation between mind and body. So, may all sentient beings. So, when it's come down on problem and happiness, I don't have extra reason to be more happy. We are equally, we have everybody's, you know, right to be happy and right to overcome problems. So it's important to think about the purpose of the Dharma. Dharma means teaching, the purpose of the teaching, or you can say spiritual practice, or you can say religion, whatever that might be, whatever you call, the only purpose, there's only one purpose, is to liberate. So then according to Buddhism, the way you liberate, first you have to think, you know, like the nature of the problem. So then, according to Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist teachings, the way to liberate oneself is to you look at the cause of the problem, not necessarily the problem itself. You look at the cause, what is caused by, you know, you look at the cause problem. So there, you know, then you're trying to minimize or reduce or the root out, you know, the cause. So then you know, that's how you like liberate, you know, yourself. Then what's called, when you liberate it, it's called liberation. So then of course there are, you know, like different level of meditations there are, you know, that requires, you know, in order to liberate, it's not just simple wish. So what you call tempa sampa means beneficial mind. Beneficial mind? Makes sense? Beneficial mind. That's very, very critical. Very, very important, you know. Whether you are believing in something, not believing in something, we all have mind. We all have mind, you know. Not only only monks and nuns, they have mind, we don't have mind. It's not like that. We all have mind. That means we are all capable to think something positive. Beneficial mind, that's very, very important, very, very important. You know? The beneficial mind does not, that beneficial mind is deeply rooted in the reason, you know. Or in samsara, doesn't matter Christian, Buddhist, Islam, Judaism, doesn't matter. Long as you are considered as sentient beings, everybody has issues. We all have different kinds of issues, you know, that we are trying to deal with. So we are going to have issues, you know, long as we remain part of the samsara, you know, there are going to be issues, you know. It's not like life is not going to be happy all the time. Because, you know, samsara is considered like oceans. That ocean is not, you know. So I'm not trying to depress you, sorry. I'm just telling the truth. So it's good to have understanding what is samsara. Samsara is like this ocean, wild oceans. You know, so there's like wild wave of thought and actions, and everybody's been affected by that, you know. Thought and actions. So that's the ground, according to Buddhist teaching, that's the ground to develop compassion towards all living beings, so regardless, Christian, Buddhist, Islam, atheist, doesn't matter, every one of us, like desire for happiness, and trying to avoid even the tiniest problems. That's everybody, you know, Buddhist, Christian, doesn't matter, everybody. You know? So the beneficial mind, Tempestamba, beneficial mind is deeply rooted in knowledge. Knowledge, that you understand the nature of samsara, then you understand that everybody has issues. Oh, so then, like according to Mayana teaching, so then you are slowly learning that, you know, my happiness is very much, I say, there's very strong core relationship with my happiness and other beings. Oh. So somehow, so now the slow, there are scientists also discovering that through DNA tests, they are saying that we are all connected, you know, through DNA tests. I heard some people kind of like crying because they, you know, certain people, they don't like certain group of people. They kind of, you know, then when they do their DNA test, turn out they are part of the group. So see, the group they don't like, they hate, so there are some of them like ancestors from their group, so then they kind of cry because, you know, like from Buddhist point of view, what we call all mother sentient beings, you know, that means, doesn't mean that you are my mother and I'm your mother, it's not like that. That means that very word, all mother sentient beings, trying to explain there are core connections. The connection between all of us. Doesn't matter how we look. Yeah, we look different, you know, we dress differently, so we have different levels. I'm called Tibetan, you are called American, we have different levels, but in the bottom line, we are all connected. So in the Mayana teaching, they're trying to teach you how to open your heart for all living beings, you know. Just wish them all well. And how to do that, and just, you know, then through the word that says all mother sentient beings, trying to open your eyes to understand that everybody is connected. So now through DNA, you know, so people slowly, you know, finding that out. So that, you know, like, not just like when you discover there's some problem, then you are not like, you know, like, of course, it's not, you know, something that we wish for, but, you know, as I said, samsara is, you know, it's not like life is not going to be happy all the time. If you have understanding of samsara, then you say you are okay, because you know that. So, so according to Buddhist teachings, though, you look at the cause of this problems, cause. So within the cause, there's actions, what you call actions. And that's called, action is like powered by thought. Our thought, it's not powered by like prayer, it's not powered by trees, no, it's powered by individual thoughts. So, so it's all come down on the mind, it's all come down on a thought, no thought. Oh. So, less negative thought, we are going to be better off, much, much better off. We are going to be less negative thought. Therefore, people read prayer, people meditate, you know, trying to, the spiritual practice or religion is the technique to how to minimize or reduce disturbing thought, you know. Disturbing thought is disturbing. That's why it's called disturbing thought. It disturbs you, it disturbs everybody. That's called disturbing thought. So, so the people do all different kinds of things. They set up altar, they, you know, set up like holy image, then, you know, they go there, meditate, you know. So bottom line, if we manage to think of something positive, you know, our health is going to be better, life is going to be better, not better, no? So if you manage to think like that, you don't have to believe in something. Oh? So the, like, religion is there to help you to how to do that. You know, that's all. That's the only purpose of religion or spiritual practice to liberate. That's all, you know. It's not like our religion is better than your religion, you know, like if you don't believe in that, you are going to do this. No, it's like, so it's like, it all comes down to mind, you know. So like, you'll be 100% fine if you don't believe in anything. If you manage to develop positive thought, you are going to be 100% fine, you know. But people have, you know, different mental incarnations and different karmic connection with different types of spiritual practice. So that's their own, like, what is it? From Buddhist point of view, you say, you know, that's on their own karma. So anyway, so that's very important. In Buddhism, then when you, first you think about the problem itself, to not just stuck there, then you go back to the cause of that, you know, problems. So then from there, within the cause, then there's action, then there's thought. And the thought, you know, the happiness also cause. When you look at the cause, there's action, same. There's action and there's thought. Those thoughts are positive thoughts. The action are positive actions. Therefore, result is happiness. When there's problems, then also has sin, there's cause. Within the cause, there's actions and the thought. The thoughts are negative thoughts. The action is no negative. You know, it's like it's not good for you, and it's not good for other people. That's why it's called, you know, not good, you know, not good action. So good action, not good. Good action benefits you, benefits others. Good thought benefits you, benefits others. So therefore, it's called good. So, so within the thought, so then no thought, then there are thought, there's no some of them disturbing thought. Why it's called disturbing thought? Like such, like anger. When you get angry, it disturbs you. You can't think straight. But you can think straight, and you can then make good judgment, huh? Means good decisions. Shedang sumu sem chana yini shiwa nyami ju. Shedang sumu, shedang, there's a word for anger. And from the Buddhist teachings point of view, it's called sumu. Shedang means, you know, really, really angry, you know, shedang. Sumu means pain. It's pain. Anger is pain. So when you get angry, you have pain. You know? When you have pain, you cannot say I'm happy because you have pain. You are like, you have pain. You can't say I'm happy because you have pain. Shedang sumu sem chana. Shantideva said in this book, Guide to Buddhist the Way of Life, in chapter number 6, he said, Shedang sumu sem chana yini shiwa nyaminjus. You will not experience peaceful mind when you are angry. Not able to sleep? Because there's pain. There's pain. They lose ability to make decisions and see clearly. No? You lose that ability. There will be no physical comfort, there will be no mental comfort, not able to sleep, then you lose all the ability to to see clear, to see things clearly. Oh. But there's that is one kind of disturbance, or the most destructive disturbing thought. Anger, oh, okay. it does help. Having a positive thought will not give chance to disturbing thoughts to arise. If you have fresh, positive, like how is it, positive thought, looking, you have happiness and cause of happiness. Doesn't matter if you know them or not know them, but there is core relationship. You know, do some experiment when you go around the lake. If you see all kind of people, you don't know them. You know, doesn't mean there's no relationship. There is a relationship. when you see them, if you wish, okay, I wish you have happiness, and cause of happiness, but we don't have shout. This is just thing, you know. that you get immense benefit when you see the paths, the people, you just wish them well, wish them something good, then you get benefit. If you think something negative, oh, that person doesn't look so good, why that person, maybe that person showing up, you know, why this? Yeah. We could make our life miserable easily, that doesn't require much, you know. So, doesn't require much. We can be negative so fast, so quick. So, summary is now, this is why we get here together every Sunday, not like, okay, how many people I can convert into Buddhism. That's not a goal. The goal is how we can minimize our disturbing thought. That's the goal. Oh? We are all going to be better off, regardless whether you are Christian, Buddhist, believer, not believer. We are all going to be better off if we have positive thought. If you think something positive about me, you get benefit. If I think something positive about you, I get benefit. Oh? So then like that, you know, there will be less problems, you know. So that's the whole goal to coming here, to come together, and we are trying to have, you know, divine group discuss, also introducing in the beginning of the class. This is all based on how we can learn to minimize our disturbing thought. Oh? We all have. We have to admit that we all have disturbing thought, unless you are liberated. So then you don't have disturbing thought. So see, when you enlighten, so I need to say, you know, some of you probably may not understand. Enlightenment is like you are free, completely free from disturbing thought. Then you say, oh, maybe I'm enlightened. Yeah, then I think you are enlightened. If you have disturbing thought, you wonder, oh, maybe I'm enlightened. But you are not enlightened. Sorry to say, you are not enlightened. No, because you have disturbing thoughts, no? That's not how you get enlightened. Enlightened, no? So they just want to say that, you know, if you wonder, okay, maybe I said, you know, so people do think, okay, maybe I'm enlightened. So that's very much based on whether you are free from disturbing thought for good or not. If you're time and time again, if you get angry, you still need, there's still work needs to be done to become enlightened, no? Sorry to say that, but that's the truth, okay? So now, you know, that's the only purpose of Dharma, you know, Buddha Dharma, Sangha Dharma, that's the teachings. You know? That's the true representative of the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha. If you are believing in some other religions, the true representative of their, you know, this religion founder is the teachings. Teaching is the true representative of the founder of, you know, all the religions, so true representative. So people must, you know, like, for your own sake, you know, sake of other people's, you know, so positive thought. That's why meditation is to how to reduce or minimize or best is root out all the disturbing thought. Huh? So, here, myself, all my friends, you come here every Sunday, we try, that's all we can do, we try. Doesn't mean we are going to be successful. We step three step forward, five step backward, that's okay, you know. At least we are going forward, not like going backward, you know. So, way to minimize fear, anxiety, all of that is to positive thought, you know, positive thought. If you feel kind of like fearful in a big house living by yourself, for example, or you may think, oh, there might be something, you hear some noise. If you develop compassion, whoever that might be, you know, if you just develop compassion, all the fear disappears. You know? If you become so uptight with me or like me, so then, you know, that invites all kind of, you know, problems. That then makes you very vulnerable. Vulnerable not a venerable, vulnerable. See, kind of like, you know, flexible, not very uptight, flexible, not just based on belief, no, flexible because it's that flexibility of mind is very much deeply rooted in the reason, knowledge. Oh? Knowledge, reason. No? It's not just rooted in the belief, no, just simple belief. It's very much rooted in concrete reason. Concrete reason. No? Universal compassion, loving kindness, compassion, universal compassion, not just religious doctrine, is very much deeply rooted in reason. Reason why I need to open up my heart towards all living beings, not just American beings, all, everybody. Oh. So, that's why we say this, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness. Oh. Then, hopefully that's how we look at the world someday, that's how we look at the world from that understanding, you know, may all sentient beings, all living beings have happiness, cause of happiness. Oh? So, slowly, if your mind, maybe over time, if your mind become, if your mind mixed with that, you know, message, people will be safe, feel safe, they feel safe around you, so you are not going to hurt anybody, or you are not going to harm anybody. There's no reason why you harm people, there's no reason. No, because they are sane, because they are looking for happiness every moment, and looking for how to overcome suffering. In that regard, you are doing the same thing. Why you harm? There's no, doesn't make sense at all, you know. So, we get immense benefit, you know, so then people will feel 100% safe around you. So that's all good, that's all good. You will sleep better, you know. Your appetite will increase. You will enjoy physical comfort, mental comfort, all of that, you know. When you get angry because you don't like certain things that people do, so whether you get angry or not angry, that's not going to change. Right? If somebody likes pizza, if you get angry, that's not going to change. Right? So certain things people do, because everything's happening in the world is happening because of the reason. You know? Anyway, my point is, you know, here we are getting together here, so you have probably tons of things to do. You can go to beautiful park, beautiful weather, but you choose to come here. So then, I think here, what we're trying to learn through meditation, through discussions, through seeing some new people, maybe the bottom line is how to develop positive thought, how to think something positive. There's reason to think something positive, okay? So then, life is going to be better, you know, so then health is going to be better. So now, just example, anger is just example of, you know, disturbing thought. So where the anger rise, there's two types of desire. We have, according to Shantideva, how the anger rise. We have two types of desire. Desire to want something, and desire don't want. Make sense, don't want? There's two types of desire. What do you call?
Aversion.
That's wanting something and not wanting something, no? There's two types. Some types of interruptions taking place between the desire and you, no? Then mind is not going to be pleased. Mind is not going to be pleased. Because you want something, then there are some interruptions, it's not letting you get that. Or you don't want something, then somebody is pushing you to do something. there's no midrash that makes sense. Midrash that thereby really it makes really sense. Okay, if doesn't make sense, then please say. Then I will try to. My English is very limited, so that when I become desperate, I will speak Tibetan. Then nobody will understand. Yeah, sometimes I really feel like I should say in Tibetan. No, there's no mistake. Yeah, but midyesha na deva. Midyesha means desire. Don't want something. I don't want. I don't want to eat. I don't want to sleep. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. That's type of desire. So then another desire, I want to do it. I want to do this. I want to do that. No. Midyesha na deva. But there are some kind of obstacles taking place between you and the desire. Then mind is not going to be happy. Immediately saying, then that's kind of a fuel. That's kind of a fuel. They are finding the fuel for anger. You find the fuel. That means your mind is not happy now, not happy. That's kind of dangerous, like when you, like I was controlled by anger, we can't think, doesn't matter, you or me, even this rope doesn't protect. And if you get angry, that rope doesn't protect. Then you lose your mind. You think you can't talk very nicely, you can't think straight, then everything becomes negative. In the reality, everybody's looking for some kind of happiness. That's the reality. Nobody's looking for anger. Nobody. Even the person who's getting angry, that person also probably not looking for anger. But due to cause and conditions, that person gets angry. So then when that person gets angry, so then that person can't think clearly. So, the Buddha sees the problem not as a person. Buddha sees the person's mind is a problem, not the person. The person's anger is a problem, not the person itself. Person itself, that person has not been like negative like since from the beginning. So that person sometimes laughs, sometimes having a good time, sometimes say nice things. It's not like right from the beginning to every moment that person has been like that. No, that's not true. Then you are saying, oh, that person has no opportunity to become enlightened. Then your person saying that person is negative. That's not true. According to Buddhism, everybody possesses Buddha natures. No. So then, that's very important. Tube nimo tasijis. Enlightened beings, they see the afflicted mind is a problem, not the person. There is still place for forgiveness. There's still place for forgiveness. So don't see that person is like, oh, that person is insufferable with anger. That's not true. Sorry to say, but that's not true. So like that. To be nimotasiji, nimotande kansamis. Not the person is not the person. Person, you can still show compassion. You can still show some respect or maybe give some space. Giving space, that's good. Giving space, that's good. Anyway, go back to that. Then you find the fuel immediately. Then you heavily rely on anger. First, this all like causes by different cause and condition. It's not just like that, there are some things taking place between your desire and you, and your mind is not going to be happy. So now you find the fuel for anger. So then you heavily rely on anger. First, it will destroy you completely. You have no peace, no happiness, nothing. You have no happiness. First, it will destroy you. Shadante de ba jom means destroyed. Ba means self. It will completely destroy your happiness. Some people, they say 1 minute of anger will destroy 60 seconds of happiness. That's very true. Yeah, 1 minute anger, there will be no, when there's anger, there will be no happiness. 60 minutes or 60 seconds or 50 seconds doesn't matter. There will be no happiness. So that is the bad jump source. That's like remembering the word is like verbally training or verbally reminding yourself the downside of anger. It's not something to know. But it's easy, it's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But you know, it can be do, it can know, but we have to think. So then you know, like I say here in the West, you say giving space, space. So according to one of the mindfulness tests, it says avoiding object, you know. For beginner, you are already angry, so then you're trying to stick with the object and trying to apply patience. That's going to be not easy. That's going to be like person who's already dead for 10 days ago, you're trying to bring that person alive. It's going to be hard as that one. So better to avoid the object. For beginner, avoiding object is more important than applying antidote for beginner. Make sense? You know, so here you say space. I think that's very good. That's exactly what you are doing here according to mindfulness test, one of the mindfulness tests. So, one of my friends in Mexico, so he don't remember everything I say, but sometimes he likes to remember the things that he likes. What I say. Not everything I say. So there's one of my friend's father, he's kind of old man, and he's having problem with his sister, you know, so kind of, he lives with his sister, it's a problem. And one time probably he called his daughter, you know, say, oh, today I did exactly what Gisela suggests or teach a long time ago, I think Mexico, I'm not remember, but 6, 7 years ago. So he's talking about avoiding objects for beginner. What he did, he just, you know, probably they're eating together, they're arguing, so he just, throw the soup on her. So he thought that's what I said. Avoiding object, you know, like, he thought of getting rid of objects. So there's a, sometimes people, they hear what they like to hear, so they don't really hear what I really say. So then his daughter called Gisela, my father was very proud, he said he did exactly what Gisela suggested. And what I thought maybe something good, I said, then I hear say, throwing the soup on sister. So I said, that's not what I suggested. So for beginner, you know, in order to apply antidote for a beginner, it's much, much better or important to avoid objects. You know, so it's too hard. Too hard because I'm not happy because you are not happy. So we should have some space, you know. You go somewhere else, I'll go somewhere else, you know. You go to coffee shop, I'll go to ice cream shop. You know, so you talk, something like that, you know. So then when you're a little come down, come back, then we can talk, something like that. Otherwise it's going to be so difficult because, yeah, of course, if you are not happy, yeah, your roommate is not going to be happy too because, you know, it affects everybody. So it's better than, you know, with that kind of like, that's called emotional disaster. So with that, you know, so then it's not good to talk, you know. It's just to take time, just go somewhere, do something, go watch movie, take long walk in the wood, you know, then come back slowly, you know, think, and come back, you know. So then, at least you might have neutral mind rather than negative mind. You know? So then maybe you talk or not talk, not necessarily, you know, like, it's so hard. That's why I think this is a very important piece of teachings. It's much, much better to have some space then sticking with the object, then trying to apply the antidote, it's very difficult. So, you know, like, if the squirrel is eating your fruit, it's not that easy to develop compassion or positive thought right there. If you chase them away, they give some time, you can think, oh, maybe, you know, then maybe it's better, you know, to, there's a better opportunity. mind needs to be trained, you know, because it doesn't require much. Their mind is disturbed very easily. You know? So anyway, so my point, you know, here, the only purpose of dharma or teaching is to liberate. To liberate us, that's all. It's not, it's more than labels, to liberate us, So only way you can liberate from what? Liberate from disturbing thought. How you can do? You have to develop positive thought. No, if the water is too hot, you can't just sit down there, oh, may I wish this water will come cool down. It's not going to cool down. No, that's a wish. It's not going to cool. If you pour more cool water, it will cool down. Similarly here, you know, not just wish, you know, through the power of positive thought, if you manage to develop, then there will be no space for disturbing thought, you know. That's how you get rid of disturbing thought, to think something positive. Because naturally, positive thought and disturbing thought cannot arise together. That's nature. You can ask questions. That's just nature, you know. Same cold and hot cannot coexist. Same positive thought, negative cannot coexist, because that's nature. Same like cold air, you know. You cannot have like cold and heat at the same time in the house. It's not going to work. That's the natural law. You can't ask questions, you know. So, just want to share that, you know, with you, because it's important, you know, so to think about the whole purpose of the Dharma, the purpose of the spiritual practice, the purpose of the teachings, you know, to minimize disturbing thought, okay? You know? So then our health is going to be better, our life is going to be happier if we have less disturbing thought. So with that, then I will probably stop here. So then give you some time to discussions if you're interested about so now last 30 minutes I talk about, you know, the purpose, only purpose, I'm not saying just purpose, only purpose of the spiritual practice is to liberate ourselves from the disturbing thought. So, and I just want to hear from you, what do you think? Yeah. Or yes, last Sunday we talked about importance of it may not sound very good, but no, kienge lamdalong, kienge is like unfavorable conditions. This is called kienge, unfavorable conditions called kienge. Lamdalong means acceptance, no? Rather than, you know, like, see, like, with the thought that, you know, resentment, like aversions, if their thought helps to get rid of the problem, of course, why not? Because it will get rid of the problem. Then why not? You know. So my question, from last Sunday, the point is, what we do as a human, what we do, we have this incredible brain. What we do when things fall apart, when things doesn't go the way we want, what we do? There is practice in Buddhism called Chenye Lamdulo Dhamma. So, the pretty much same like every cloud has silver lining. Pretty much same idea there, you know, to see something positive. And also His Holiness Dalai Lama said, you know, one top scientist explained to His Holiness, for His Holiness is not new, it's not something new that he never heard before. He said, when we become negative, out of 100% that object that's like we level as negative, out of 100%, 99% is projected. Scientist said that, His Holiness, you know, says, the scientist, 99% is projected. 1% is there, but 99% is projected. So, then, you know, then there's now you understand why this, you know, negative mind is getting so under control. Because it's like 99% is projected because of that. Not because there's something there, you know. There's only 1% there, then you projected that. So, like acceptance, I use the word acceptance, like what we do. If things, you know, like if you feel like, oh, the negative is like pouring down like rain on me, now one after another, what do you do? What we should do. So I want to hear from you what we should do, you know, what we do. But there's practice called Chenging Lantan Dhamma, but there's practice. So that one we can discuss about that, or maybe discuss about the purpose of, you know, spiritual practice, something like that. Maybe next 20 minutes, you know, next 20 to 15 minutes, maybe, not 20 minutes. Would you like to have some group discussions? Huh? Divide the groups and have a discussion. Yeah. Because everybody has something to offer, not just me. But I've been here, you know, like blah, 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 last 16 years. I also want to hear from you, so what do you think? So that's very important, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hi, we were talking about when things just fall apart, it's sometimes it's hard to do, but to realize that this too shall pass, and just ride it out. Change is constant, so if you can get in the mindset of, you know, recognizing it and just try to let it go.
Yeah, my group totally agreed with the same thing. Like, it's just, it comes to a point sometimes where it's just so many things ball up on you because you try to push them aside and, like, move on. But it comes to a point where there's so many things in the back of your head that it just comes at you all at once. So what Andre said was just taking a sacred pause, just kind of stopping and clearing your head and breathing and realizing that, like, okay, I just need to focus one thing at a time. I'm going to get through it. It's not incredibly impossible. Like, it's going to be okay. So just taking that moment and clearing your head and breathing can make a big difference in how you think about the things that are in the back of your mind.
I'm sorry. I had one other thing, and it's bad plug for the bookstore, but Pema Chodron has a great book out there, When Things Fall Apart, and I've been reading that, and that's really a good resource, too. Sorry.
So one thing our group was talking about was how helpful it is to think about these things when we're here in a very peaceful place with good people. And being able to think about things like having compassion for strangers or for people that have done things wrong, you know, things that you didn't like, and having those compassionate thoughts, thinking, you know, may all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness, even the people I don't like. And if you're practicing that enough and making that pattern of thought, you know, you were talking about patterns of thought. We have habits of habitual thoughts that we have, and making these more positive thoughts more habitual, so that when you, you know, outside of here encounter a difficult situation with someone who's maybe making things difficult for you, maybe there's a slight chance that instead of our normal thoughts popping up and the thoughts that our, you know, society reinforces, it's okay to be angry and, yeah, that person did something wrong to you, then maybe instead you'll have one of these positive thoughts pop up, and maybe that will guide the outcome of the situation rather than our habitual thoughts. So the importance of practicing the Dharma and learning to create better, more beneficial patterns of thought.
Mm-hmm. And hold it off. When someone says, okay, to be angry, so what really it means, what does it mean? What it means? So do people say it's okay to be miserable? Do we say it's okay to be miserable?
No.
No, but we do say, it's kind of like, it's okay to be angry, means no, it's okay to be miserable. But that, I don't see much difference between saying it's okay to be miserable. Yeah, when you get angry, yeah, the truth is you are miserable. So. And do we, then the word is the word. So, but I never heard that people say it's okay to be miserable. But I heard again and again, it's okay to be wrong, it's okay to be, how I say, incorrect, it's okay to be angry. But you know, indirectly, that you are saying it's okay to be miserable. So, I think it's your choice. No, if you, if, I don't know, like, I just...
Like, it's just an emotion.
Yeah, I just want to like, yeah, maybe it's, I don't know, it's okay to be angry, so for when it comes to your own happiness, it's not okay to be angry, it's not okay to be angry, you know, it's not okay to be angry, so I just want to just jump in, sorry.
Over here. where we've heard that from is because in my life I was growing up to not feel. I've been told, you can't feel that way, don't feel that way, don't ever feel, don't let that emotion out. And so now we are trying to tell our children, it is okay to feel these things because they are natural, instead of suppressing them and hiding them. And so therefore with the Dharma, the practice helps us to go through these feelings of anger and emotions that we have and work them out, as opposed to suppressing them and not dealing with them. And I think many people have grown up to say, well, I'm not allowed to feel that. So then they start on drugs so they can not feel that way. And so meditation helps us to work through those type of things. So that's where I think that came out, is it's okay to be angry.
And you brought up a very good point. It's not like, yeah, things are complicated. It's not easy. Of course, no, we can express our emotion, our feelings, our, you know, what's happening in our mind. It's very important to, because there's a conscious, you know, sometimes they say it's like, it has sicknesses, it has disease. So that disease can be only cleared out by blowing. When you blow, then it will clear out, then it will make good sounds because something stuck. Similarly, yeah, it's not good to keep it here to say, but doesn't have to be say with angry mind. So then you don't get benefit, you know, like you can say, like we don't, yeah, we do all the time, you know, you explain something. Not necessarily we are angry all the time when we are explaining things. We do explain with neutral mind, with positive mind, you know, not all the time we are angry. But that very much depends on how you think. You know? So So, you know, it's very important to, you know, tell the children, it's very important to not to hide anything, to say. But they don't have to be angry when they say, you know. Nobody has to be angry when you say, you can say, you know. So that's very important. So then I think also there's a big difference, like, between Western psychology and Asian philosophy. In the Asian culture, you know, not necessarily the everything that, like, you don't say every thought that, because the way I said it here, like, it's not good to act on every thought that arises. Unless it's all the thoughts are positive, then everybody can benefit. So there, you know, you sit with your thought and you think. Maybe you learn how to digest them, you know, and not necessarily need to say, you know, but here it's very much, according to psychology practice, very much like, how you say, need to say or label or no, many to call this, call the label and they say, but the Asian culture, you know, not much encouraged to say something, but you know, at the same time it's not good to hide here, but saying with positive mindset, I think it's good. Just want to
So many times Geshe-la has taught us that you, when you go from a really negative state to a positive state, it's difficult to jump from one to the other. So it's important to go for perhaps from a negative mind to more of a neutral mind, and then from neutral mind to positive mind. So right now I'm in a situation where I have a lot of anger with a certain person, and so what I'm trying to do, instead of just jump completely to a positive mind, which is really not possible today, I'm trying to develop, instead of anger, I'm developing disgust. And actually disgust is not quite as involved as anger. And if I continue to develop these emotions that are a little less involved, I think that I will begin to get to a neutral space. And when I get to the neutral space, then perhaps I can begin to analyze what is motivating me to be connected to this angry story.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where I want to get to. But I got to let go of some of these angry emotions and go through a little scaled emotional neutrality until I can get to a place where I can begin to analyze.
Mm-hmm, yeah, the both of them. Yeah. Maybe, can I say me one thing? Can I say one thing? So then I have to. So see, like when somebody get angry, you know, somebody get angry, the way that I think we educate our, you know, younger generations, tell them that getting angry is not good things. You know, getting angry is not good things. When you get angry, you don't call that person a bad person. No, you are a bad person because you are angry. That's not, you know, because it says, no, I feel sorry that you are angry, No, from the Buddhist point of view, you have to feel, there's a right response to say, I feel sorry that you are angry. But it's hard, I'm not saying it's easy, but you know, you are not anger. If you are anger, there's no hope. You are not anger. No, if I see you are anger, angry.
If you are angry, you're not that.
Yeah. If you see, you are like, you know, like jealous, or you are anger, then there's no hope.
Yeah.
No. But you are angry, so you know that you are poisoned by anger. No, you are poisoned by anger. I feel sorry because you have to work with your anger. You know that getting angry is not good things. Why? Because it destroys your happiness. That's all. We need to explain. Getting angry is not good for your health, not good for you, because it destroys your happiness. That's why. It's not like because of the culture thing or this thing, because of religion. No. Because it destroys your happiness. And your parents are not going to be happy, you are not going to be happy. Getting angry is not good. No. But when you get angry, that doesn't mean you are a bad person. No, everybody gets angry once in a while here and there. So probably like, way to explain things, you know, especially for the kids, they are, you know, absorb everything. It's very important to explain them, you know, getting angry is not good for me, good for you, good for everybody. But, you know, doesn't mean when you get angry, doesn't mean you are a bad person. Then that's also not good, you know. Everybody made mistakes.
I know a lot of people say it's okay to be angry at an injustice or something. A lot of times they, when saying it's okay to be angry, they also marry that with, but what can you do about it? Or what are you going to do about it? You know, so that the anger is not what you hold on to. It's the positive action to correct the situation. So a lot of times, you know, you say it's okay to be angry, but what can you do about it? So that it transfers it from just being angry to how can I work toward the solution to the anger too.
Right, right. So there's so many things said about anger, you know. So as there some people say, oh, anger is like holding a hot coal. Hot coal?
Yeah.
And like hoping that somebody's going to burn. But nobody's going to burn. Well, you are going to burn because you are the one who's holding it. So there's many things being said, you know, Or like it's like poison. You take the poison and you're wishing that somebody's going to die. No, nobody's going to die. You are going to probably die because you are the one who took the poison. So there's many. So, like, so I don't know what I have to say.
Hello, Geshe-la. Actually, what I was going to say is very similar on the same line with what he was saying. I was kind of wondering, you know, I know anger is not good. I know it for myself because I know when I feel angry, I know that how that affects me, how it affects my actions, my thoughts, potentially my future. So I know it is not good to harbor those feelings, obviously. At the same time, it's, you know, what do we do if we're in a situation where a legitimate injustice is being done towards us? Something not just like I'm being unreasonable, like someone else is being unreasonable. They're trying to unjustifiably force their will on me or make me to act a certain way or treat me a certain way repetitively. So in that situation, one, wouldn't I, how could I feel anything other than anger? I may be able to feel compassion for this person. I may be able to cultivate a sense of compassion towards this person. You know, understanding, I guess, dependent origination, how things were going to unfold this way, perhaps. But it gets to a certain point to where if I'm being treated in such a harsh manner for such a long period of time, you know, how could I not in some way feel some anger in me just as a means of sticking up for myself so that the right thing happens? And that's kind of where, kind of what I was wanting to ask.
And you know, I want to thank each and every one of you because you are trying. We are trying. You know, so that's very good news. You know, very good news that I want to really thank each and every one of you. You know, we are all trying, but you know, it requires. My friend, it requires many, many knowledge to tackle our negative mind. It's not easy, you know. Everything that I said is easier said than done. So, right, you know the expression. Somebody has to say, because I'm the one who's saying it now, does not mean, you know, I do get angry too. Even though I become monk when I was 7 years old, I spent all my life in monastery, but I'm not free from anger. Require effort, no. Constant effort. There's no like simple answer, okay, I tell you this and you'll be fine rest of your life. No. It requires so many knowledge. It requires understanding of karma. Even just seeing that, you know, oh, I can develop compassion, that's amazing. That's really amazing, no? If you feel like you have been unfairly treated, unjustly, how do you say? That it's not easy to even just say that I can develop compassion. That's wow. That's like Allah, Allah, ho. That's in divine language, that's Allah, Allah, ho. I mean, that's like raising or something. Even just able to say the word. you know. But there's no one answer. Sorry to say, there's no one answer, you know. It requires so much, you know, it requires understanding of the samsara as a whole, and our karma, emptiness, and something that you think about daily basis, not like once a while, you know. That's not how we're going to conquer anger. Anger? That's like, you know, that's why I'm, you know, requesting, if you are interested, some kind of daily meditation is necessary, you know. Be consistent with daily meditation is necessary, you know. The change, it will take place, but it is going to be a long process. It's not going to be right away. If I say, okay, you say this mantra, you're going to be fine, that's a lie. That's not true. Or if you receive that initiation, you're going to be fine. That's a lie. That's not true. That's not true, you know. You may not see me again. I come here one day, I just say something, then I go away. That's not true. Dealing with our negative mind is very hard battle. Battle? That's not easy. That's not easy, you know, because along the way, there will be a lot of obstacles. But down the road, it's better, you know, to have some, like some kind of battle with the negative minds than just living with that, you know. It will never end. They never get old. They never go to vacations. Do your anger ever go to vacations? No, never go to vacations. They never sleep. They never get old. They never get sick. Other enemies, sometimes they go to vacation, you know, if you are very, sorry to say, if you are very difficult neighborhood, neighbors. So they sometimes go to vacations, then you have few days, you know, kind of relax. But this, when it's come down, disturbing thought, it's like, it's very difficult, you know. So, sorry to say, there's no one answer, but it requires, you know, understanding of karma, understanding of emptiness, you know. It feels like so much, but, you know, it does require so much to tackle our disturbing thought. It's not easy. They'll not go easy. Go easy. Even though you are trying so hard because someone else is don't care, you know, so like don't care about anger, so don't care about saying something nasty things, you know, they don't care. It's hard, it's very hard, you know, so at least what you can do, you can protect your mind, but you know, that requires a lot of knowledge, you know, that it's not just one piece of information, they need a lot of information, why I should do, you know, how to do. And, you know, you need to think on a daily basis, okay? So, wonderful question. So, I thank you very much. Yeah. And thank you very much, every one of you, and have a nice weekend.
So, in the Goal Prayer Book, turn to page 246 and 247. So, just go to the back of this Kadamba Center Prayer sheet in the white binder, and we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva. Page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om Saritu Taritu De Soha. 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 Om Tat Sat Tat Sat Soha.